There's a massive game for y'all United seniors this evening. The club can capture the Munster Senior League second division title with victory over opponents Pearse Celtic at Ardra Park. I caught up with assistant manager Jamie Lawton during the week to get his thoughts on the game.
Oh, it's going to be a very, very good game, hopefully. It'll be very interesting. It's a great position to be in, of course, especially to be at home and to be in a position of winning the league. It's something at the start of the season which we could have only dreamt of, I suppose. We came in hoping just to build and develop the lads and, you know, push on and see what could happen. I mean, the club last season were in Division 3 and the Munster Senior League just sort of reset and decided that they weren't going to go with three divisions. They were going to go with the Premier Division 1 and Division 2. So we found ourselves in Division 2 and here we are.
And just looking at the table there, I have it up in front of me. Y'all United, you've played 13 games, you've won 10, drew 2 and lost only 1. And that gives you 32 points, while Passage are the only team that can possibly catch you. They've played 13 games, they've won 10, drawn 1 and lost 2, so they're on 31 points, 1 point behind. Like, it's fairly competitive, isn't it? Considering you've only lost one match and it's still down to the last game and you still don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to think that you could go basically a league season and only lose one game and still bring it down to the last game of the season is quite a feat, especially for Passage. I mean, we had a great battle up there a couple of weeks ago. Very, very tight game. We felt we were the better side. Passage scored 2 goals and we obviously got a last minute equaliser from Jerry Kelly, which was went down very, very well. It didn't go down very well with Passage at all, but it was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing throughout the season. And you know, it's nice to be down to the game on Friday night. It's absolutely huge, and obviously Passage have one game left as well. They're playing on Saturday away to Casement, but as I say, we're just going concentrating on ourselves.
Yeah, you just want to get the job done on Friday night, I suppose. You'll be confident of getting a victory. I mean, Passage are away to Casement on Saturday afternoon, so you just want to get the job done on Friday.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the fact that it's in our own hands is absolutely huge. As I said, you don't want to be waiting around Saturday hoping and praying for things to go our way. We want to get the job done ourselves on Friday. And as I kept on saying to the lads at training during the week, I said we can turn Good Friday into a great Friday, and that is the plan.
And what about your opponents on Friday night? Have you played Pearse Celtic already this season, any of the cups or anything?
No, we actually haven't. We did a bit of homework, a bit of scouting on them, all right, so we know what we're sort of facing. It won't be an easy game. Pearse will always come down, no matter if they were playing an under-12s game, they'll give you a game. They're that sort of club. You know, they're fierce, they're feisty, and they obviously have something to play for as well because of the way the league is developed. The top 8 obviously go in for continue the season, and they go for promotion as well, and Pearse need 3 points to finish in the top 8, so they're coming down with something to play for as well, and it makes things all the more interesting. Because obviously it's harder sometimes to play against a team like that. They're scrapping, they scrap for everything. We went to Macroom a few weeks ago. It's the one game we got beaten, and Macroom were down there scrapping with them, so it's not going to be easy by any means.
And we actually spoke there before coming on air about how Y'all United in the last, over the years, whilst moving up to Ardra Park, they've never actually won a trophy on home soil. If any trophy they've won has been at an away ground. So that'd be a nice little bit of history to make there on Friday night as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, it's a bigger motive again just to try and get it over the line. As I said, I remember a number of years ago when we did win the Munster Senior League Division 2, it was actually up in CIT, and it just gives you that motivation just, you know, to have the home crowd behind you and just to get something, to win something at home is not something you get every year. In fact, winning something isn't something you get every year, but especially at home. We're just hoping that there'll be a huge crowd up there Friday night to shout on for the lads, because the support is absolutely essential. We need the crowd to be the 12th man on Friday night.
So hopefully, yeah, there's a big crowd turn up there on Friday night. 7:45 kickoff, isn't it?
7:45 kickoff. Yeah, the lads will be warming up there about 7 o'clock. So hopefully, people will come up early, and you know, the lads can feel the support behind them, because you know the team is quite young, and with obviously young, there becomes nerves in the camp, and you know, hopefully, like, the crowd will support the lads, and the lads will settle down into the game, no doubt about it. Because if they do, the ability to have some of the young fellas that we've come through is fantastic. They're a fantastic group of players, really, to be fair to them. And you know, hopefully one last push now and we can get this over the line.
Yeah, so hopefully anyone out there now can get up there to Ardra Park on Friday night at 7:45 and cheer on the lads there, give them all the support that they deserve after a wonderful season so far. And Jamie, while we're talking about the league there on the table, there's kind of a bizarre situation that your season isn't even over after this game. Whilst if you win the game on Friday night, you're champions, but the table is split into two after this game. Could you explain that to us, please?
Yeah, that's correct. The table is split into two. Now, as you said, it is bizarre to say the least, because what happens is after the games this weekend, What happens is everybody's points get taken off them. If we win the game, we'll say Friday night, so we go up as league champions. We will get the trophy, hopefully, all going well. But then what happens is you have to play everybody who finishes in the top half again once. Now, in saying that, our points, if we do win the game, won't matter because we have won the league. But what happens then is the team who finishes second highest after that, after the remaining seven games, will actually go up with us if we win the league. And then whoever finishes third highest will actually go into a playoff against the team who finishes third bottom in the Division 1. So a lot, and I mean a lot, of football to be played yet.
A lot of football to be played yet, yeah. So you're saying you go up, you're champions, you're guaranteed to go up. So the second place team then after those mini group of games, they go up also. And the third place team go to a playoff.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's all a bit complicated.
It's all very
it?
Complicated, you know. So that's the main thing, is just to try and that we get the victory Friday night is the most important thing, you know, just to
put all this debate, no worries. Just
no worries,
pick up the cup and you've done your business.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan. So, but as I said, easier said than done.
But you're after having a fantastic season so far, and I'm sure it'll continue on Friday night. But Jamie, I also want to mention something there that you just touched on a while ago. It's a very young team, isn't it?
It is a very young team. It's great. We have to look back and as management, and you start saying, you know, it's a bit of a reality check, sort of saying there's 17, 18, 16 year olds even around us at times, like, and you know, don't get me wrong, there's a nice group there and a nice mix of age, but there is like it's probably the youngest senior team that I've been involved with, which is great to obviously see them develop even throughout the number of months that we've had them. They've developed so much, and you know, the belief is there, they're growing, the confidence is growing, they're getting better, they're listening, they're understanding the different systems that we're trying to put in place, and they're eager to learn, they're training hard, you know. And it's just, as I say, this final push to get over the line. And you know, it's funny because some of them say, ah, sure, if it's not this year, we'll do it next year. But it's, you know, they're so young, they don't understand that you could go for so many years without winning something, that it's incredible to be this close, and we just have to push it over the line.
I suppose that fear maybe that you get when you're older doesn't exist with lads that age, you know. They think this is just normal, like, you know, winning things. And so I suppose that fear, as I say, doesn't come into it when you get older.
No, it doesn't. And I suppose in one sense it's good for them, because you know, it'll allow them to play their football, express themselves on Friday night. As I say, it's probably, as you say, the older you get, sort of the more you appreciate things, the more you appreciate the good days, the more you can look forward to things. But as I say, when you're younger, like a few of them there, you'll even be in school on Friday, oh, should we have a match tonight? And that's probably a good way to look at it as well.
And of course, I didn't mention him earlier, but you're obviously the assistant manager and Derek Murphy is the manager, so you're kind of a joint operation.
Yeah, I mean, it's working well this season. We've got Christoph Collin there as well and Sean Keneally on board, so you know, we sort of bounce off each other the ideas and whatever, and obviously things have been going smoothly so far. You know, we want that to continue, but it's a nice mix there, because you sort of you've playing experience, you've got fellas who are organisers, you know, you've got different ideas, and you know, there's nobody afraid to bounce ideas off each other, you know. It sort of works well, and hopefully it'll finish with the carrot on top.
And I suppose in some ways you had a tough season, because I noticed there earlier on, looking back at the fixtures over the winter, like a lot of cancellations, and you were playing catch up most of the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, geez, the weather has been absolutely cruel for a number of weeks. I mean, even up in Rockmount Park, I think there was no game for 3 months. I think it was 12 weeks basically without a game, even a kids game up there. So it just didn't stop raining. And what happened then was the teams that had AstroTurf pitches, they were playing week in, week out, and they were gathering the points, and they were pushing on the likes of Lakewood and whatever, and we're sort of sitting there looking at them playing each week, and from why we're playing each week as well, and you're sort of, they're gathering the points, and you're sort of waiting and waiting to go. And you know, obviously it's better to have the points in the bag than the games in hand, but at the same time then, in the last few weeks, Lakewood have been sitting there because they have had their games played and they're just waiting to see what happens around them.
Yeah, I suppose, as you said, it's better to have the points in the bag, isn't it, than trying to play catch up all the time. We see it at the moment, even in the Premier League there with Arsenal, they seem to be tipping away, you know, and they're hard to catch, they have the points in the bag.
Yeah, that's the thing, as you say, but when you're there then you feel like a sitting duck and you're just waiting for something to happen, something to give. But you know, it all comes down to, as I say, down to Friday night now, and it is in our hands, which is absolutely vital.
Overall, Jamie, how are things going up at the club there, the All United? How are things going? Underage and that, they seem to be flying at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, all things are positive up there at the moment. I mean, it's I think the club, I'm not speaking off hand now, but I think the club is probably at the biggest it's been at, members wise. There's kids there, you go up there any evening of the week and there's just kids flying around the place, up and down the car park, in and out of training. It's fantastic to see cars in and out constantly every single night of the week up there. It's great to see it. There's teams, the under 16s I know are competing to try and win their division. There's a couple of other teams down along as well that are competing to win their division. But as I said, there's just so many teams at the moment. Obviously we're just trying to look after the seniors, but you're trying to look down the line to see what's coming as well. And numbers wise and stuff, it's just incredible to see it. It's fantastic and everything is positive.
And I suppose you're constantly looking in for like volunteers and coaches and all that, and people to get involved, and because I mean all these teams, like, they need looking after.
Of course they do. I mean, there's a lot of jobs there to be involved with any club and with any structure like that. There is a lot of jobs to be done. There's a lot of voids up there at the moment to be filled as well. You know, it's important to put as a community and stuff. It's important to be pulled together and get the people involved. And if anybody wants to get involved, as you know, everybody is more than welcome to the club at any stage. I mean, there's, as you said, the club is so big. There's so many jobs to be done with regards to, from administration to looking after pitches to looking after teams. We'll find a job for anybody that wants any job to be done up there. It's absolutely fantastic to be part of it at the moment.
And a new thing you've up there this year, I noticed, is you have a club shop going now, so I mean you can get your coffee, tea or snack. That's a great addition to the club, isn't it?
It is huge. It is absolutely fantastic. It's worked out great. It's, you know, I mean, the price of stuff up there is quite cheap as well. So you would see it'd be busy there Sunday mornings there with the kids' games and our games of a Friday night. And it's a fantastic addition to the club. And what it does is it allows cash to just flow in and flow out of the club that way. So that, you know, the small purchases that we need, like there's a new fence being put up on the far side of the top pitch at the moment. And, you know, that all comes from having cash flow through the club with regards to having a club shop. And it's fantastic. It's a great way of having it. And there's anything from Taylor's to bars of chocolate, Coke, there's even beanie hats sold up there as well, so it's fantastic just to have a different sort of income into the club.
So the club is in a very good place at the moment, and Friday night now would be a nice little way to top it off by winning a trophy.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what it's all about. I mean, at the end of the day, I know from a kid's point of view, it's all about developing and taking part and, you know, moving forward. But from our point of view at a senior level, it's about winning things. And at that case in point, that will be Friday night. It'll be winning the league, it'll be trying to wrap it up. But as I said, it's a very, very difficult game in hand.
That's about it. So, Jamie, I suppose all that's left to say, and is remind everyone out there listening, Friday night, Ardra Park, a quarter to the eight kickoff, Pierce Celtic, the opposition, Youghal United can win the title with victory.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I'm looking for anybody who's around Friday night to come up and support us. Be the 12th man, because we're absolutely going to need it, and hopefully we'll get the result that we need.
Yeah, and I echo what Jamie said there. And if you're around at all, anywhere in the area, you can turn up there and give the lads a shout there. I'm sure they'd appreciate your support. And all of us here on CRY, Jamie, wish you all very well at the weekend. Best of luck with that, okay?
Cheers.
And thanks for calling in this evening.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.